Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 273, The Easy Yoke. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Matthew 11:28-30. Just let that land for a moment. Jesus is looking at a crowd of exhausted people, people carrying too much, the job that never lets up, the fear that won't release its grip, the relationships that wear you down, the mistakes that replay in your mind, the expectations that never end. And he doesn't say, get yourself together and then come talk to me. He doesn't say, when you're ready, when you're enough. He says, come, all of you, exactly as you are. There is no prerequisite on this invitation. The first step is not to be enough. The first step is simply to come. And notice what he promises. He doesn't say you'll find rest on your own if you do the right things. He says, I will give you rest. I will give it. That is a gift. Not a reward for the ones who tried hardest. Not something you earn by clearing your schedule or fixing every broken thing. True rest doesn't come from a method, doesn't come from a to-do list finally emptied out. It comes from a person. It comes from Jesus. But then he does something unexpected. He says, take my yoke. A yoke was a working instrument placed over oxen so they could pull together. And Jesus is inviting you into that yoke alongside him. Not into a prison, into a school. He himself walks with you. He himself is the teacher. And what he teaches is not another list of demands. It is gentleness, lowliness, the very path that allows the soul to breathe again. And before he asks you to carry anything, Jesus tells you who he is. Gentle, lowly in heart, stay with that, because it changes everything. You are not drawing near to a demanding master who will look at your failures and pile on more weight. You are drawing near to the only one in existence who will never crush you with impossible expectations. He knows your limit. He knows your weariness. And he came precisely because of it. The burdens life stacks on us are too heavy to carry. The weight of sin, of striving, of comparison, of anxiety, it presses down. But Jesus says what he carries with you is entirely different. And it's true. It's not that following Christ is always without struggle. It's that trying to live without him is what truly weighs you down, a soul carrying alone what it was never meant to carry alone. So today, before breakfast, sit down, 2 minutes of quiet, just two. Think of one thing pressing on your soul right now, and say out loud to Jesus, I come to you with this. It doesn't need to be polished. It doesn't need to be long. Just come. He is already waiting for you. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.